California Ag Today. I'm Melissa Moe. 13.9% of Californians are food insecure, with an alarmingly high amount of people struggling to feed themselves and their families. Food banks are an important tool in feeding those in need. California farmers are working with food banks to ensure that all unwanted food gets into the hands of those who need it. We spoke with Sue Siegler, Executive Director of the California Association of Food Banks, about how California growers can benefit from the donation of their excess crops through the Farm to Family program.
We operate the Farm to Family program, and what benefit it brings to our farm donors is that it can be one-stop shopping. So one call placed to us, and we can make sure that we'll find a home first locally if the food bank is in need for any excess product, and then we'll make sure that product doesn't go to waste. There are a lot of people in need around California. 1 in 8 Californians regularly doesn't get enough to eat. That's really shocking in a state as wealthy as California, but we know that there are a lot of people in different circumstances and a lot of people out there that need help. We're so glad when we can make it a win-win-win for everybody involved.
Many of those receiving help from food banks do so due to the high cost of living in California, and not simply because of the promise of free food.
A lot of people think that the folks that need food assistance are maybe not doing their best, but actually the opposite is true. Many, many people in California work full-time, but because of our high cost of living, can't afford to make ends meet for themselves and their families. Food banks are there to help them when they need it.
Producers can benefit from donating their excess crop to those in need by utilizing the Food Bank's Farm to Family program. This program partnered with more than 120 farmers last year to access more than 50 different crops. Those crops went straight to families in need. Thanks to this program, California food banks no longer have to rely on packaged and canned goods alone. Instead, they can offer a variety of fresh produce.
We believe that doing the right thing should also make good business sense. We know how challenging farming can be in California. We don't need a reminder of that after the last few years of drought that we've been through. And the way that the Farm to Family program works is that we can reimburse growers a few cents per pound to cover the cost of getting their donation out of the field and to their local food bank. But when they combine that with a state tax credit for food donation and a federal tax deduction for food donation, many farmers find that when they put those three things together, it's actually more lucrative to donate their excess product than it is to look to the secondary markets.
This is a relatively simple process that the food bank can assist the producers with.
All that it requires from the food bank is a letter saying thank you for your donation, and a farmer can use that to make a claim on their taxes.
What does protected mean to citrus? It means defense against Asian citrus psyllid, California red scale, and nematodes throughout the season to help citrus trees grow their strongest. And that's exactly what Movetto brings to your citrus groves. Include Movetto as part of your pest management program to protect citrus trees from below ground nematodes and above ground pests, helping ensure root health and higher quality fruit. Talk to your local retailer about protecting your citrus groves with Movetto. Always read and follow label directions.
Thanks for tuning in. For more ag-related news, like us on Facebook at California Ag Today. This is California Ag Today.